Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're going to take a couple calls right now in this little five-minute segment. Then we've got the man who runs falseflagnews.com joining us, Daniel Abramson. And we've also got Webster Griffin Tarpley joining us in about 30 minutes. This is important information. Will the globalists stage another false terror attack in the next few months? This will be the perfect time for them to do it. We've exposed them in the past and backed them off from doing it, so this could save some lives, what we're about to do on the other side with Daniel and Webster. Right now, let's go to the calls. Brad in Kentucky. Brad, welcome.
Oh, hi, Alex.
Hello.
Hi. I'm a first-time caller. Just wanted to say I appreciate what you're doing. The first time I heard you was on Coast to Coast AM with George Noy, and I noticed that you hadn't been on there in a while, and most of the guests that he has now are seem like they're all have the neocon point of view.
I haven't been on in about 2 months, but I was on three times in the month before that, and I think I'm going to be back on in the near future. They just called me yesterday and said that look for a phone call to be on, who knows, sometime soon. But it always, I'm not asking listeners to call Coast to Coast and tell them to have me on because it's the second biggest radio show in the country. I don't want to bug them, you know. But I mean, obviously, listeners saying they want to hear me on there more does have an effect.
Yeah, and I heard you for the first time on it, so that got me to go to your website, and I when I saw 9/11 Rise of the Police State, that just totally, you know, woke me up, and just want to thank you for that. And
I want to thank George Norrie for all the times he's had me on, and I want to thank you for listening to me and believing me, but checking out what I had to say. So, thank you, Brad. Good to hear from you. It's people like Brad that make this show possible. Listen, if you don't order Martial Law or Order of Death or my new film Terror Storm, which you do, but if it wasn't for you doing that, we would not be here. So remember, your support is vital. Glenn, where are you calling us from today?
Shelby Township, Michigan.
Welcome.
Well, thank you. Alex, I just want to say God bless you, and thank you for being a voice in the news wilderness. I'd like to ask you, though, we seem to not have any real organizations for fighting the New World Order here.
Organizations are easy to infiltrate and destroy. What we need is an idea, which is bulletproof. It's called liberty and freedom and crushing tyranny and resisting and boycotting at every level. We need packs of lone wolves out there engaging the enemy. It's unstoppable. You try to centralize, it's very easy to infiltrate.
Geez, thanks, Alex. We have your stickers on our mailbox, and we have Terror Storm. You're doing a great job.
Well, listen, I don't want to run over you. What else do you want to say?
Well, I was just wondering if there's any organizations or something that we can hook up with. It seems like everybody's doesn't seem to really care.
Well, I mean, there's no big national group. And you're right, the globalists own the money machines. They print the money. They're the ones getting rid of the sovereignty, the borders, the American Union. They're the ones doing all this. I mean, there's a few good Second Amendment groups. There's land rights groups. You know, you have to pick an issue group, a pressure group, and then you join it and try to make it stronger. Or you can start your own group. You know, when I say lone wolf, don't look for some. There are not enough good organizations out there, and we have the good organizations on here and try to promote them. It's just that anybody who gets up on the air and says, I am the leader, everyone's got to follow me, we've got to all come together, look out. Because the reason the globalists can't counter us is there's too many of us, and we're hitting them with guerrilla tactics from every angle and every level.
Well, that's excellent, Alex. Thank you so much.
You bet. Just keep exposing the government's behind the terror. They're illegitimate. Big government's bad. They've taken over our local governments. We've got to take them back. Defend the borders. Defend the sovereignty. Defend the Second Amendment. Defend the unborn. Defend those type of basic issues. Defend private property rights. Stop the toll roads. You do that, you beat them. We'll be right back.
Each year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Introducing the most efficient gravity filter available. You know, if you were to throw 100 ball bearings at a magnet, most would bounce off. But if you placed them on the magnet, all would stick. The same principle applies in water filtration. Most filtration systems force water through the filter at 60 to 90 PSI, causing water molecules to race through the filter in less than a second. The Berkey Light is different. Water molecules take minutes to pass through the torturous path of the self-sterilizing filters. This allows the proprietary media formulation to remove and reduce pathogenic bacteria, cysts, chemicals, herbicides, pesticides, organic solvents, foul tastes, odors, heavy metals, and nitrates. It is so powerful it purifies raw, untreated water from remote lakes, streams, and stagnant ponds.
Get the advanced Berkey Light Purifier for only $279 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Are you concerned about the high cost of prescription drugs? Since January of 2006, RxDrugCard.com members have saved an average of $33 per prescription fill. That's over 46% savings. The average savings for generic drugs was over 71%. RxDrugCard.com is the only major discount prescription drug plan that offers a price lookup page, so you can get an idea of your discounted price before you enroll. RxDrugCard.com is for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. There are no age restrictions, all prescriptions are covered, and 95% of all pharmacies in the U.S. participate, including Walmart, Walgreens, CVS Pharmacy, and many more. With RxDrugCard.com, you will save immediately with no messy forms or paperwork. Membership fees start at only $4.50 per month and include a 30-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Visit us at www.rxdrugcard.com or call us at 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461. Do it today.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
That's right. The United States has been occupied since 1913 when the central banks that assassinated presidents and fought so hard to come to power did come to power. Over the next 80 years, they systematically used the printing presses they now owned and controlled to buy up the entire infrastructure of the country and to buy off our government. They're now taking the last vestiges of our economy away from us and setting up a control grid to enslave us once we realize that we have woken up on the continent totally robbed blind on the continent that our forefathers conquered. This is very, very serious. And the New World Order is upon us right now, but the good news is people are waking up, and we're going to stand up boldly and resist this system. Now, I'm going to go to our guest, Daniel Abramson, in here in just a second. And Mr. Abramson is really doing great work, writing great editorials, great articles, great analysis, with his website, falseflagnews.com. Be sure and check it out. But before we go to him and then Webster Tarpley in about 22 minutes, will be on with us for the second half of this hour, I want to encourage all of you to aggressively go to Infowars.com and to not wait and to get a copy of my new film, Terror Storm. It is the best video I've ever made. It covers the history of government-sponsored terror, from the USS Liberty, the Gulf of Tonkin, to Hitler staging an attack on his own people to then invade Poland. Then we get into spend a lot of time, like 30 minutes, on the London bombing. I'm in London. Then we spend a bunch of time on the Madrid bombing, on the lies that brought us to war in Iraq, the premeditated lies. Then we get into September 11th with the latest information there. So many experts, so hard-hitting. Then we get into Edward Bernays and propaganda and advertising and their own quotes about how we're stupid slaves. You need to get Terror Storm. I'm so proud of it. I spent a year making it, almost a year making it, like 11 and a half months. I spent three or four times what I've spent on any film producing it. It is so good. Get Terror Storm. Make DVD copies. Go to PrisonPlanet.tv where there's a super high-quality bandwidth copy that's great to burn to disk to give to people. Great activist tool. 15 cents a day for a membership at PrisonPlanet.tv that makes this show possible. Go to Infowars.com. Order a hard copy, super high-quality digital DVD, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. And I got an event coming up in Dallas, and we can only sell 700 tickets, and if past actions are, you know, any indication, it'll sell out. I want to see you there. I'm going to be there, Premier Terror Storm. I'm then going to give a speech and take questions for an hour, and then I'm going to have another hour-long speech and questions from Jim Mars, who wrote the JFK novel that the movie's based on, wrote the screenplay with Oliver Stone, expert on, he's a professor of journalism. He's going to be there with a speech, JFK to 9/11. Then I'll show 35 minutes or so of footage never before seen from that we shot at the Bilderberg Group a couple months ago. And then we're going to have live music from midnight to 2. But it's going to be fantastic. It's $10.50. That's as low as we could go, and that's cheap for all of these things that are going to be there and renting the place and the rest of it. And so go to Infowars.com, get your tickets, or call toll-free to get tickets, 1-888-253-3139. Don't wait. Get your tickets today to the August event. And then in September, I'm going to have five screenings of Terror Storm at the Alamo Draft House on South Lamar at 7 p.m. On the 5th, 6th, and 7th, and then on the 13th and the 14th, I will be in New York on the Saturday, Sunday, and Monday for 9/11, so we won't be showing the film then. But I'll also give a speech then and take questions and comments at that event, so get your tickets at Infowars.com as well. Don't wait and then forget, and then it sells out and you can't come. I want to see you there. All right, and again, if you have family in Dallas and you can't go, call them and tell them about it. Or if you live in Oklahoma, come on down to the Red River, and we'll have a great event. Everybody is welcome. All right, let's go ahead and take calls. Well, you know what? I'm not going to go to the calls yet. I'm getting so flustered here with so much news information. I'm going to go to Dwayne and others here before we end with these guests, but let's go ahead and go to Daniel Abramson. And, Daniel, it's great to have you on with us.
Thank you, Alex. It's an honor to be on your show. I've been a PrisonPlanet.tv subscriber for a long time. Been a great hero to me in waking me up not just to 9/11 but to the entire globalist plan for a new world order, for martial law shutdown of this country, the destruction of our sovereignty, and the takeover of this human race. So I appreciate everything that you've done. And when we look at the polls of 36% of people in this country waking up, the fact that we are winning the info war, like your ads say, the, you know, we're on the march, the empire is on the run. That is in large part due to your efforts, so it's a great honor to be on your show, and thank you for everything you do.
Oh, no, please. Listen, again, I'm trying to survive. These people are devaluing my dollar. They're trying to poison my family. They're trying to engage us in wars, trying to promote a draft. I mean, look, again, I want to state, everything I'm doing is about survival, just like you are, and I'm always encouraged to see young men like yourself taking action in a very quick area of time, really garnering a lot of attention. Tell us a little bit about yourself, and then let's get right into falseflagnews.com.
Okay, I'm 23 years old. I woke up to the facts about 9/11 in 2003, about the middle of 2003, and then quickly stumbled down the rabbit hole into discovering that this was a much bigger plan than just 9/11, that things about the Federal Reserve and the plans for a one-world, new world order and the destruction of the Constitution in this country. For a long time, I started to make music. A lot of the samples, actually, you all have Alex Jones samples inside the music. But then I realized I needed to do more. About a month and a half ago, I was listening to your show, and a woman called up, and she was saying, Alex, you do such wonderful things. Thank you. And you said, you know what? Stop telling me how good I am. Why don't you get out and make a website? And I thought, you know what? It's about time I go and do something. So I went to your conference in Los Angeles, which was absolutely amazing. And I had the pleasure of meeting Webster Tarpley, and we discussed the need for monitoring these drills, because as many of your listeners probably know, on 9/11 and on 7/7, they were running drills where the exact same events happened. On 9/11, they were running hijacking, quote, simulations, which were then flipped live. And on 7/7, Visor Consultants and Scotland Yard just happened to be running drills, and this is discussed in your brilliant new movie, Terror Storm, how they were running drills of the exact same buses and trains getting blown up at the exact same times. Now, this is not a coincidence. These drills are used to conduit real terror attacks and confuse the good people within the intelligence agencies. So I was very sick of the defeatism that seemed to be permeating 9/11 truth. You know, we all say, oh, we're going to lose, it's going to be world war. And I thought, maybe we can stop these guys. Maybe if we preemptively...
Well, you know, there's a lot of infiltrators that want to turn us all against each other and turn us into a bunch of ninnying hand-wringers. And that's why I like what you're doing, just taking action. Look at how the 9/11 truth movement has exploded right now. And it's a chain reaction. Each explosion gets bigger. And it's going to explode again and explode again. And if it explodes two more times... That is, if it exponentially ratchets two more times, it is over. The government will be totally bankrupt in everyone's eyes, and it's time to take them down.
Well, you know, Jack Blood, when he posted my article the other day, asked a very good question. He said, what we never thought about is, what if we started to win the info war? And, you know, there was that Zoghbi poll a couple of months back, and it said 42% have questions about 9/11. I read that, and I thought Zoghbi must have been smoking something when he crunched those numbers. I wasn't that optimistic. But when we see the Scripps News poll saying 36% suspect government involvement, most...
I didn't let you go. Your phone just blipped out there. He's gone. Okay, Daniel's phone cut out. Was it our phone system or his? It's his. Call Daniel right back. Actually, everybody keeps getting these numbers skewed. There have been a couple different Zoghbi polls. The latest one was 48% believe the government was involved in the attacks. The old poll of 2 years ago was 42%. So that's really exciting. But now we have the Scripps Howard Ohio University poll conducted by their research institute, and it is 36% believe the government was involved in it, and an even larger percent thinking there's a cover-up. And it was almost 60% don't trust anything the government says. So, yeah, I mean, they've blown it. Again, we've caught them in lie after lie after lie after lie after lie after lie. But we're supposed to now just trust whatever new thing they say. But I don't just out of hand not believe the government. I go research each new event, and it's always the same thing. But, again, back to drills. The BATF was running a drill of Oklahoma City being bombed when it got bombed. They were running drills, of course, in Russia, when the Moscow police caught FSB planting bombs a fourth time, they claimed it was part of the drill. In London, they were running drills. In Madrid, they were running drills. On 9/11, they were running drills. Drills at Building 7, drills at NORAD, drills at CIA, drills at the Pentagon. Of the exact same things happening. And they do that to cover the op right in front of everybody's eyes. Do we have a Daniel back? Okay, we'll just figure out what's going on with this. But, again, it is exciting to see what Daniel and others are doing. It buoys me, it emboldens me to realize that he's got a nice sight, good analysis, good information, good brain, and he's doing great work. And all of you can do that. You know, when I got up last week to introduce freedom to fascism here in Austin, Texas, Aaron Russo asked me to, and I just got up and said, well, my message to you is all of you are leaders. Pick an issue, Second Amendment, borders, property rights, IRS, the war, and just go out and be a leader and get others to be leaders. We need a nation of leaders. It isn't too many chiefs and too few Indians. No, it's all of us being independent leaders, educating others, and then telling them to go out and lead others. And then they, in turn, lead others. That's what the military special forces does, is they parachute in behind lines or get dropped off, inserted by helicopter, and then they train the indigenous population to carry out military operations and also just maintenance and farming and subsistence, and then to spread that technology and that use onto the next group, and then to train them to be leaders, and then they just move it forward. And then they can blow my head off tomorrow, and I know I've already beat them. Long as we take them, I mean, I'm here to be sacrificed, folks. I mean, really. I mean, I talk about this a lot because I've really, you know, made the decision, gone totally over to being at peace with this. And as long as I take them down with me, I'm happy. And everybody else can just go on and live and enjoy themselves. That's what this is all about. Some of us have to be men and have to decide to just step in there and take it. All right? And you know what? We may end up being heroes and being rewarded for it. Or we may get put in prison. Or we may have, you know, big guy standing over us with cattle prods. So what? You only live once. Do the right thing. Do what you should. In the words of Johnny Cash. We'll be right back.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in the U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson. Listeners of the network are familiar with the Federal Reserve note and understand the risks of deficit spending. Therefore, with catastrophic events, it comes as no surprise that some banks have currently placed limits on the amount of cash depositors can remove from their accounts. A fractional reserve system means only a small portion of your deposit is held in reserve for immediate withdrawal. Deficit spending will skyrocket through FDIC if the government is forced to insure deposits during a bank run followed by a depressed economy. A current effort is underway by the Fed, along with other central banks, to increase liquidity for depositors. However, an increase in money supply without equal expansion in productivity can cause inflation. In order to achieve strength and stability, I recommend a conservative portion of all investments to be calmly repositioned into gold and silver. While paper investments currently have been driven by debt, gold on its own has held value for over 6,000 years. For more information, call 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that the United Nations has always chosen socialist one-worlders for its leadership? Did you know that the United Nations seeks power to control the environment, population, children, and the whole world? They want to dissolve our Constitution and Bill of Rights. We would like to help you understand why these things are happening and how they fulfill Bible prophecy by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. And request your free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Matson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
We've got to believe that we can affect change. We have to first have the facts, know we're following the truth, know we're getting the reality out to the people, know our information so we don't sound like idiots. We then have to know who our enemy is, and we have to believe that we can defeat them. And I know we can defeat them. I know tyranny always falls, and they always overreach. In fact, that's the most common reason they fall. Let's go ahead and go back to our guest. We did get back on with us, Daniel Abramson. Daniel, please continue with talking about how you woke up and what you're doing and why these false flag events coincide with drills.
Okay, well, and I'd like to say, just based on the fact, I wasn't on a cell phone there. I've been under constant surveillance, I believe, from the NSA. I get plenty of Air Force and military, Navy, Joint Task Force hits on my website. So the fact that my call was just cut out as I was about to go into these drills, I don't think is suspicious. I don't think is a coincidence, rather. I'd like to mention that on the air. So we've definitely got their attention in terms of publicizing this.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you've gotten a lot of attention, and when something new comes up that tracks them, they're always checking it out. I mean, I don't know if they cut off the phone, but I'm sure you are under surveillance. That's good. You'll wake up their people.
Yeah. And now, anyway, what I want to say is that we are entering a point right now where many good analysts, people like James Bamford and Hafiz Ahmed, even Pakistani ISI generals, are saying we are going into the point where we're looking at a potential nuclear strike on Iran and a strike on Syria. These globalists right now, as Alex, as you say, they're like heroin junkies. They need a bigger and bigger hit. And what they're going to have to do is create a false flag event, either a new Gulf of Tonkin or a new terror attack in this country, to get more people on board, to get people along with this agenda of total enslavement and total world war, because at this point they can't win. They're extremely afraid of the victories we're having right now. The point of this website is to say you cannot bootleg your false flag attacks for these drills anymore. On 9/11, they ran 15 drills. On 7/7, they ran the same exact drill. So what I would like to do now, if possible, is to alert people to some of the drills that are going on, and these and more can be found at falseflagnews.com.
Now, I want to add, though, drills also do something else. The public drills are to condition the people and get local newscasts with images of burning cars and fake blood on children to traumatize the public school children, to train them that men in black uniforms take them away to FEMA centers on buses. I'm not kidding. They have these all over the country. It's also used for the perception of real terror and to federally test the takeover of local governments. You are mainly focusing on how they also use the drills as cover stories. Go ahead.
Well, Alex, you just brought up a great point, because I often get emails from people and they say, well, the drill didn't go live. This proves you're wrong. And I say to them, no, because what it's doing is conditioning the rescue workers for mass vaccinations. If you actually look into these drills, they often say, we take people to the shelters, and we were preparing them with national vaccine stockpiles. This is how they're going to force vaccinate people. They're getting the good people in government.
Everything the globalists do is multifaceted, multivariate.
Right. Now,
go through it.
I was going to go with the war games. Let's go with some disaster drills really quick, because I think you just brought up a great point, Alex. We are coming to the end today of a disaster drill, a five-day disaster drill in Illinois. Today they're doing a nuclear blast drill, okay? Now, it says, on Friday, the events will trigger a mock evacuation and sheltering situation. Evacuees will be picked up from the site and transported to a mock shelter. During the five-day event, there will also be intelligence gathering, response to terrorist attacks, distribution of materials from the national vaccine stockpile, victim searches, rescues, and field hospital establishments. Wilson said residents should know they are in no harm during the
event. And by the way, I've been to these events. They practice breaking up your families, taking your guns, same stuff you saw in New Orleans. It's all a federal takeover drill. Go ahead.
Yeah, and it's like the old urban warfare drills. Listen to this that you did in your old movies. It says, military vehicles, military personnel, and emergency officers are all part of the drill, and there's no harm to any part of the city. Area residents.
Quote, getting rid of posse comitatus. Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. Area residents.
This is mass re-education on a citywide level. This is Soviet re-education.
And this is also expensive. This particular one drill I'm mentioning here costs $3 million. It's a tremendous waste of taxpayer money. This money is then leached off by FEMA and by these corporations like Titan and Cubic and Raytheon that help run these, quote, simulations. So it's conditioning the public. It's getting the rescue workers to get ready to think.
Yeah,
okay.
Raytheon will get paid $20,000 to put up a blue tent, folks. I'm not kidding.
Yeah. Now, I want to alert people to another one. Simulated nuclear explosion plan. This is August 14th to the 16th, okay? Now, people might remember Sudden Response 05 last year with General Burns getting fired, where they were going to detonate a 10-kiloton nuke. Listen to this. And this is in Hawaii, 14th to the 16th of this month. The state plans to hold an exercise in mid-August simulating the explosion of a half-kiloton nuclear device at Honolulu Harbor, a mock blast that would theoretically result in 10,000 casualties. Now, here's the part that's very interesting. The exercise will help the state develop a nuclear explosion evacuation plan. Officials said there is a terrorism response plan calling for collective state and federal response using the powers of president to declare a disaster. A presidential disaster declaration would allow FEMA and the military to work with the state. If they couldn't be obtained right away, U.S. Pacific Command would be able to assist the state until a declaration was made. So again, you have this preparation for a FEMA takeover, for the execution of martial law, for a takeover by the military of this country. There's also a bunch of exercises coming up.
By the way, we have their own documents. I've interviewed city managers, police chiefs who've been briefed on this. These are drills to take over and take your guns.
Now, we've also got Vigilant Guardian coming up on August 17th to the 26th.
Stay there. We're going to let you go through more of the drills with Webster Tarpley, who will be hooking up with us on the other side as we enter attack formation.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
By now, it is no surprise that the U.S. ranks 37th in the world in occurrence of chronic illness, according to the World Health Organization. Due to modern farming and food processing practices, our food supply has become nutrition deficient, deficient in nutrients essential to good health. It is time to take back your health. Everyone has the right to good health. Join the self-reliant families, entrepreneurs, and the company pioneering cutting-edge glyconutrient technology. The wellness revolution is projected to be a $1 trillion industry by 2010. We are looking for people who are serious about bettering their lives and the lives of the people they love. Better health is possible. To learn more, go to therighttogoodhealth.com. You have the right to decide what is attainable in your lifetime. You have the right to build a healthy lifestyle that you can share with your friends and family. You have the right to achieve self-reliance and financial independence. And you have the right to good health. Visit therighttogoodhealth.com.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
In December 2005, CNN had a special documentary about the inevitability of nuclear terrorism on American soil. When the mainstream media is reporting on such a perilous topic with such candor, it should be taken very seriously. Currently for sale by owner, the ultimate secure home is strategically located in the awesome mountains of southwest Colorado. This patented steel-reinforced concrete earth home was built to withstand any natural or man-made disaster you can name, whether that be a forest fire, an earthquake, or even a full-scale nuclear attack. The house is completely off-grid with solar electricity and an independent water supply. It even has a hidden fallout shelter with NVC air filtration. Its many self-sufficient and high-security features will amaze you. With nuclear World War III looming ever closer on the horizon, this custom survival home is turnkey, ready for a new owner. For more information, visit www.ultimatesecurehome.com. That's www.ultimatesecurehome.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Daniel Abramson is our guest. He's taken action for falseflagnews.com. We've got links to it right now up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And he just chronicles all the drills that are happening. We know this makes them hopping mad when attention is drawn to the fact that they use drills as cover. And this is done so that when criminal elements of the government, many times private corporations with governmental contracts, are carrying out or planning terror attacks, this is so other compartments and other intelligence agencies that are not part of Black World or a part of a group that isn't involved in criminal activities cannot stop them. It's plausible deniability, so if they get caught, oh, it's just a drill, and it's also a smokescreen to confuse first responders while the perpetrators escape. We're going to go through more of the drills with Daniel, but Webster Griffin Tarpley joins us right now. Webster, I want to get into how important these drills are and how important putting a spotlight on them is. I've really been talking about this for years. I'm glad that you have seen the importance of this, and I'm glad that Daniel's seen that. We're all teamed up doing this. But Webster, shifting gears for a moment, the exponential kind of step process where we exponentially grow in the 9/11 truth movement with my work and others' work and your work early on, building as a nucleus, really millions of people aware, but only thousands involved, and then loose change tube putting us into a whole new level on the foundations of others, and then Charlie Sheen, it went supernova, then with the latest C-SPAN with four airings, had a chance to really build up, people really got involved, 9/11 truth, went activist, wasn't held back by the gatekeepers like they've been in the past, you were involved in key leadership on that. Now we've reached an exponential level where the flashpoints or the new plateau levels are coming even quicker. I see the globalists making a decision in the next few months or even weeks on whether they can go ahead and carry out a new attack to kind of Ponzi scheme themselves into the next level to smokescreen their implosion that's now happening, or whether they have calculated that that will blow up in their face even worse, and perhaps we've now broken false flag terror, at least for now, in front of their faces, as you said we should do. Webster Tarpley, give us your analysis.
Thank you, Alex. I think for sure we have raised the political price enormously. And thanks to your conference and all these other things that you've mentioned, we've now broken through on cable television. You can now turn on MSNBC or CNBC, or CNN, even Fox. And that's been broken through. You can find 9/11 Truth on all of those. We have the big sort of corporate talk radio people, the Limbaughs, the Air America types have also had to open up to it, either as slander or as covering it as news or in some form or other. What remains to be done is probably just network television, because we've gotten into the New York Times, we got on Reuters. It's basically a question now of network television plus forcing politicians to talk about it. And I would say if we take, for example, this news from last week that the Cain-Hamilton-Zelikow Commission blatantly lied to the public in their final report that they knew about perjury by NORAD generals, by Pentagon generals. I'm thinking in particular of General Larry Arnold and probably General Myers. They knew that they had perjury on their hands. They refused to go for criminal indictments. Instead, they gave it to the inspectors general of the Pentagon and the Department of Transportation, who promptly covered it up, as we found out this past weekend. There was a report from the Pentagon last May that had been kept secret, which was a cover-up, so a secret cover-up. An amazing thing that there had been no perjury, of course, and no lying. We now have a situation where the Cain-Hamilton-Zelikow Commission is
starting to point fingers. What does that signal to you?
Well, I think it's the following. I think there's a faction in the ruling class that sees that if they try to go for World War III right now, they have every chance of losing it. They're losing in Afghanistan, they're losing in Iraq, and the Israelis are losing in a spectacular way.
But I think more than just some faction of the elite now allowing some of this to dribble out, I think the system's losing control, and so many of their own producers and writers who aren't directly on Pentagon fake news payroll are just demanding it be covered.
I think I think that's very important. That is a real spontaneous sociological phenomenon that goes with the top-down stuff. I mean, we know ourselves that without the tireless agitation, you never get to this point, no matter what the elite does, because then there's nothing for them to turn to, nothing for them to work with. If you look at the division, I think you see it. On the one hand, Newt Gingrich is raving as a psychotic neocon fascist.
He's calling for World War III.
World War III. Again, World War III. Think what that means.
Even Hitler didn't couch his wars of aggression as World War II. You know, I mean, he called it defensive. But now, I mean, it's just out in the open. We want Armageddon.
They have out-Hitlered Hitler in their rhetoric. You've got William Kristol in the Weekly Standard, which is the Bible here of the Washington Beltway neocons. You've got Daniel Pipes, a whole tribe of neocon lunatics who are demanding World War III. And then you see General Abizaid and General Pace come into the Congress last week and say, you know, we're in a civil war in Iraq, and that's not good. And this is, in effect, if you read between the lines, what they're saying to those congressmen is, don't try to send us into the Iranian meat grinder as well. Then you've got somebody like Senator Hagel, who's obviously a very ambitious operative who's, you know, got all kinds of ties to invisible government factions and everything else. But he comes out and says, ceasefire in Lebanon, stop this madness right now before it goes any further. So I think you do see a factional divide, and we can call the other faction the lesser evil, or the I don't want to die faction, or the moderate imperialists, or...
You're endangering our whole apple cart. Look
exactly.
At you.
Save the system. That's another great slogan for them. And then you see Lieberman go down to defeat, and his opponent is a guy from the J.P. Morgan families. You know, the Lamonts, of course, are all partners in the J.P. Morgan investment bank going back, you know, 100 years. They basically, Thomas Lamont is one of the guys who put Theodore.
Well, I want to get back into the drills. This is key analysis you've given us, and I agree, Webster Tarpley. But so how do you see this power struggle working itself out?
Well, the faction that doesn't want World War III has got to promote, they've got to at least keep the door open. They've got to at least lift the usual mind control and censorship and mass brainwashing a little bit to let this through. Now, you and I, of course, have been fighting for this for a long time. It is the question that if there's going to be state-sponsored false flag synthetic terrorism, it's likely to be bootlegged or conduited through a drill, because the resources that are used are so huge that only the government has them in this specialized form, and therefore what you do is you design a drill that looks very much like the terror event.
Now, that's another facet I didn't mention. I talked about if they get caught, they can say it was part of the drill, but another facet is they need to conduit resources through the drill that's siphoned off of the actual attack.
Sure. On 9/11, you've got the National Reconnaissance Office holding a drill about crashing planes into buildings. Now, the National Reconnaissance Office has assets that nobody else has. They've got these imaging satellites flying around in Earth orbit. So nobody has that but them, and that's something you need if you want to make sure that the planes hit the targets that you have in mind. I have to assume that there's a very strong prima facie case that the National Reconnaissance Office in Chantilly with its satellites is part of flying these planes into the building.
Clearly, they probably had then the beacons or backup radio systems in Building 7. The German defense minister believes that. Many others, the evidence shows it.
Yes, I'm sure they have redundancies, right? They have backup systems.
Probably had four systems like
exactly.
NASA.
They've got to have three or four systems to make sure that one of them is going to work. Similarly, Amalgam Virgo, which is one of the few that did come up in the Kane-Hamilton hearings, that's got to do with firing a cruise missile or some other unmanned aerial vehicle from a cruise, barge or a freighter in the Atlantic or the Gulf Coast, hitting a land target. That obviously has very strong similarities to what happened at the Pentagon.
And the guys that are firing it probably don't even know it's the thing that's about to hit the Pentagon. Again, that's the mindlessness we face here. I want to go back to Daniel, Daniel with falseflagnews.com. Daniel, let's go through some more of the drills we have coming up that we hit before the break, and then get you and Webster to comment on those.
Okay, cool. And Alex, I want to tell you that I have something called an RSS feed on falseflagnews.com. If you want to put this on your website or other people with blogs and websites want to add this information, if you take my RSS feed, it'll take all the drills and then it'll be on your website. So it'll, as I update, it'll get updated on your site as well. Let's go through the drills. In your state of Texas, Alex, they have mass disaster and pandemic drills in 26 counties in the Texas Panhandle from yesterday and today. And they're testing an outbreak of a there's a pandemic that breaks out from livestock and goes into humans. And it says, quote, the drill is part of an ongoing effort to prepare for the worst. One more disaster drill here. Tomorrow, 2000.
Let me stop you again. Stuff like that with the livestock is a war game drill, again, to test the locales for preparedness for the federal takeover when it does indeed happen and to model human response. Go ahead.
Yeah, and then we've got another one. Listen to this headline. 2,000 more, quote, victims are needed for a mock attack in St. Louis. About 6,000 volunteers will play roles in a mock terror attack August 9th at Busch Stadium. So this is what they do. They prepare people. They condition the individuals to get ready for it. They condition the first responders that martial law is good. They get the system in
order. And we actually rehearse how to go into martial law.
And they leech the
money.
Well,
that's a good headline. We're now rehearsing martial law. Go ahead.
Yeah. And then now let me go into the war games, because this is the most important part. As we get closer to a false flag attack or the invasion of Iran, this brings up what Philip Giraldi, former CIA agent, said, that Cheney is talking about using STRATCOM's CONPLAN 8022 for the immediate nuclear strike on Iran following the aftermath of a new 9/11 WMD attack.
And this is a massive 200-plus targets being hit by mini nukes.
Right, and this is what you have, these strange love generals at STRATCOM. So we have the biggest NORAD exercise of the year coming up, the U.S.-Canadian Joint Exercise Vigilant Guardian from August 17th to the 26th. Now, Vigilant Guardian, for a lot of you, might bring up a little buzzword in your head. Now, that same drill is being run on 9/11, so we should all look closely at Vigilant Guardian. Boy, the minute I put this one up, I had every Air Force base in the country hitting my website. So,
and again, another reason they're doing that is so that resources that could be used at the time to protect us will be drawn away. So there's a lot of reasons they run these drills. And the good news is most of the people at those Air Force bases hitting you aren't going to be the operatives themselves. This means there'll be people inside all those bases watching their superiors, meaning that if they do carry out an attack, we've got a better chance of catching them with their pants down this time.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I was going to say, I just want to say, most of the people inside these agencies I don't think are evil, and that's why they need to run these drills, because it's moles. It's like the people who would be moles for the Soviet Union, you know? They are paid operatives who are loyal to a rogue network. One more drill I want to throw out there before you go to Webster. STRATCOM is running a global strike nuclear exercise called Global Lightning, okay? It's part of the global strike drills, the global storm drills, rather. The Global Storm is their big series of drills. This is being run from October 24th to November 8th. This is a nuclear drill where they go into full war mode, full Armageddon mode. This is all part of Complan 8022. It's available on False Flag News. STRATCOM.
And that ties into NORTHCOM.
Right. STRATCOM and NORTHCOM. If you want to look into who's doing it, NORTHCOM is the martial law takeover wing of Homeland Security.
It has made the U.S., for the first time since the Civil War, an actual designated theater of operations, designated war zone.
Right. So when you turn on the TV and they say it's martial law, we're here to save you, you're going to see Admiral Timothy Keating and the NORTHCOM people. Now, I want to say again, most of the people in these agencies are not evil. They are not part of the rogue network, and I do not have any problem with them. I do have problems.
But most of them are useful idiots who will follow orders and, frankly, blow Americans' heads off.
Right. So that's why the STRATCOM Global Lightning 07, October 24th to November 8th, we have to be vigilant. We have to monitor these drills because they can easily bootleg this. They say, oh, we're just wargaming an attack. This could be used to do an attack.
Now, again, explain bootlegging, because we're using nomenclature here some people won't get.
Okay. Well, bootlegging is we have things like the Echelon Network in the NSA, so you'll have different chatter that will happen. For example, people looked at Mohammed Atta and said, who the hell is this guy? And then they were told, back off, he's part of the Able Danger program. Able Danger was being run by SOCOM, Special Operations Command Forces, okay? Bootlegging is so that they'll say, we're just setting this up as a war game. There's nothing real here. It's part of a simulation. We're just testing our capabilities. What they're really doing is actually designing the war plan, similar to how before 9/11, Bush was already putting, not Bush, but his handlers were already putting the troops
in. And they're also testing responses to make sure that the first responders aren't able to defend against it. And what
right.
you just mentioned with that, it ties into the embassy heads being told to let him back in, heads of defense language schools going public and saying we were forced to train them. I mean, Tarpley, isn't that the absolute key right there? We have it just dead to rights. The hijackers were U.S. government patsies.
Yes, that's obviously very important. Just in terms of this idea that many people who are taking part in these drills really think they're drills. They're not witting. They're not putschists. They're not coup artists. They're not treasonous. They really think it's a drill. We have this Vanity Fair article. I don't know if you've mentioned it. The Vanity Fair article, I think that stuff is authentic. This Michael Bronner in the current Vanity Fair, which are the tapes of the Northeastern Air Defense
Center. It's just the media is spinning it to their angle, though.
Well, if you look at it carefully and see what you find. They're all talking about exercises, and one of them says...
They say, I've never seen this much real-world stuff during an exercise.
An exercise, and one of them says, the exercise started early. The hijacking is not supposed to be for another hour. Now, think what that means. They're told that there's going to be a drill of a hijacking, and then somehow it turns into a, quote, real hijacking. And that's exactly how you do it.
And then you hear NORAD talking to the military, the Air Force, and the Army, saying, shoot these down. Where is the order? I'm going to strangle you.
Yes, some of them wanted to defend the country. Another one says, I think this thing on my radar screen is a damn input, meaning a fake blip inserted as part of a drill. But then, of course, you've got Colonel Maher, who's told launch fighters to save Washington. He says, I won't launch my fighters. I don't want them running out of gas at the wrong time. And when he does launch them, they go out over the Atlantic Ocean instead of the obvious...
So we need to look at this Colonel Maher.
Yeah, I think Colonel Maher looks like a rotten apple. Looks like he marred the whole thing. The Langley fighters go out over the Atlantic, whereas any honest officer would put his assets in the air over Washington, D.C. to defend the national...
Hovering, so they'd just be a few miles out once the blip was isolated.
Yes, precisely. So you can see that this is how they bootleg it, and I think it's very advantageous for people on military bases to know about this so that they won't become the instruments, the unwilling instruments of the dupes of a treasonous faction. As Colonel Bowman said in that wonderful tape that we have to thank you for, Alex, that was on C-SPAN, he said, I'm talking to people, if somebody comes to you and says, nuke Iran, you refuse the order and arrest the person who's giving you the order, because it's a Nuremberg offense.
And it's simple. If George Bush said, cut this baby's heart out, you know that you're not supposed to cut the baby's heart out. You're supposed to arrest him. Well, if George Bush says, preemptively start nuking countries, you cannot follow that order, boys and girls.
Right. So it's basically a tremendous effort in public education and in education of the military, how they have been hijacked and hornswoggled by this invisible government crew, whom a lot of them hate.
Well, I'll tell you what's great. Well, I agree with you, Webster. I'll tell you what's great, though. It's that Daniel and others are specializing now, and then with the larger sites, we can grid it all together, and really we become a giant organic intelligence agency that cross-checks each other. We're always synthesizing information, getting errors out of the system quicker and quicker. Isn't the 9/11 Truth Movement, it's got moles in it too, isn't it a giant organic intelligence agency?
I would call it the people's counterintelligence, or something like this. We're trying to let people know how these things actually happen. The moment where the average American knows that terrorism comes from the government networks, the putschist or illegal treasonous networks, that is the moment when terrorism will cease to exist, because it won't have a political payoff. If you remove the political payoff, if you can't stampede people and brainwash them and manipulate them, then the whole thing will tend to die off. And this whole terrorist...
Well, it's the same thing with global warming. I mean, even if global warming's real, which it's a fraud, folks, we have climate change, there's solutions to global tax. So, again, that's terrorism. They're stampeding us into false solutions. You know, everything is a stampede, a giant hoax.
Correct. Correct.
Unbelievable.
So if WMD go off, don't think Hezbollah or Afghanistan. Think Cheney and Cheney's controllers.
Yeah, don't think cave in Central Asia. Think cave in Eastern U.S.
You know, Jackson Hole, Wyoming, I think.
Yeah, stay there. I'm talking about Side R in the White House. Stay there, both of you. I want to get more information from Daniel about his work and how we can help him, and Webster Tarpley as well.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Goes too quick. I'm sorry. We run out of time to take calls. I hope everybody will visit InfoWars.com. We have Webster Griffin Tarpley's latest edition of 9/11 Synthetic Terror Made in the USA. You want to understand how they carried out the attacks on 9/11? This will detail it for you. And I've really been researching 9/11 more than most people out there, probably more than anybody other than just a few people. And I've come to the same conclusions and the same analysis as Webster. There's so many rabbit trails, so many distractions, so many diversions, so many disinfo pieces out there about planes not hitting the World Trade Center, meant to discredit everything on purpose. We need to stay away from all that and stick to the things we can prove, and that is government fingerprints, black op fingerprints all over this, and the motive and the evidence. So please go to InfoWars.com and get 9/11 Synthetic Terror from us and get my new film, Terror Storm, while you're at it. And be sure and join myself and Jim Mars in Dallas for a big 9/11 event coming up the 26th of this month. Details at InfoWars.com. Okay, going back to Daniel Abramson and Webster Tarpley. Daniel, any other key drills we should know about? And
I'm just going to run off a few, and Alex, you asked how you can help me. You know what, why don't you go ahead and put up an RSS feed, and then your InfoWars site could have all these drills, and I update them every day constantly, often three times a day. Let me go through a few more of these. Now, remember, North Korea, that's a country that does have nukes. There's a big U.S.-South Korean joint drill called Ulchi Focus. This is running August 21st to September 1st, involving 8,000 American troops. This is very frightening. The same time, August 10th to the 25th, joint U.S.-Mongolian forces, Conquest 06, that's obviously with China as an observer to that drill, U.S.-Filipino joint terror exercises, August 14th to the 21st, with some naval war games set in there as well. And we just came off a U.S. bombing exercise in Australia, where, again, they're using B-1 and B-52 bombers, and the general who was running it says, I don't think we should read too much into the timing of the bombing with regard to Iran. The exercise was planned a long time ago. I mean, we have to look to Conplan 8022. I also want to tell people, don't just sit there. I sat there for a long time on the sidelines. Support Alex Jones. Get a Prison Planet TV membership. Buy his DVDs and then hand them out. Buy Webster Tarpley's book. Make your own websites. Make music. Alert people, because we can't be defeatist. And I want to say to the sectarians who continue to say Stephen Jones is an agent, this one's a Zionist, this one's shilling for Israel, you want to look to who are the agents in this movement, or who are the people who are provocateuring. It's those who say everyone's an agent, you're an agent, everyone but them. You know, we should support the people who are actually trying to get the truth out there, the people who supported the C-SPAN program, the people who are on this every day, doing radio programs, doing the books. I think we need to stay away from the dangerous guys, because they want to destroy this movement. You know, they put their
I totally agree with you, and you can see they're pulling their hair out that we're becoming effective. They can't stand it. That we're beginning to reach out and actually have an effect. Look, we're trying to save lives here, folks, and everybody's got to get involved in this fight. Right now on InfoWars.com, we have for free the roundtable discussion, four-camera shoot we did that C-SPAN aired, but it's even better. We have a lot of other free stuff up there, so please help us. You know, we spend time and money to shoot this and put it up and fly around and make this, so help us get it out to everybody. Thank you so much, Daniel, for coming on. The last, and we'll have you back on soon. Webster Tarpley, in closing, final comments.
Well, I think we have two things. One is the September 11th, 5th anniversary is coming up, and it's good that we have these events like the one you just mentioned that you have there with Jim Mars.
I'm going to be in New York. Are you going to be there?
I've got to be at one in southern Germany, in Switzerland, actually, so I've got to go to that one. I committed. And then we have another one in Ireland, in Dublin, so I'm basically doing those two. But everybody has them. Go to those. And the other thing you can do is go now into the election campaign, 100 days to the congressional election. Go in there and say, based on the fact that the Pentagon generals lied, Kane Hamilton covered up, that whole thing is out the window. Make that a campaign issue.
And then
in the
blow
100
it all
days
open.
To the election.
Yeah, exactly. You can even sound mainstream about it and then get everybody
institutional.
Looking.
It's the Washington Post and the New York Times and Congressman Weldon have pointed these things out.
So use that as a wedge to pry open this rat's nest. All right. Well, both of you, I salute you. Keep up the good work. We'll talk to you soon. Take care. I'll be back tonight, 9 to midnight. Back tomorrow, 11 to 2. God bless you all.
Copies of the preceding broadcast are available at GCNLive.com or call toll-free 877-300-7645.